Most folk can't handle the truth. It's very, very true. You can't. And that's what I've often said. Those who have to know the truth, and there's some people have to know it. When it's in you, it comes upon you and you can't stop it. You got to know. And it's a roller coaster, a real roller coaster, where your mind can really open at times and information that it just seems to flood into you. Even when you're sleeping, I think. And it goes down to a low once in a while. It'll slow down as you digest it all. And then another big rise again as you get up to the, like a roller coaster way up again, and it'll flood into you. You don't realize how much information you're soaking in. It isn't just information, it's the thoughts that it leads to when they start clicking together, you see. And suddenly you get the eureka moments and they make sense to you. And it all becomes clear. So much becomes clear that your own conditioning, you've all been subject to the same conditioning through schooling and so on. And even from your parents too, suddenly that all falls away and things become very clear as you start to see things in their simplistic honesty and truthfulness. And you see it all quite easily. It's quite easy to... that's when you realize the masses of nonsense that's tossed in the way before you can see the forest. You can't see the forest for the trees. You've got to get rid of all those trees to see what's really there. And that's it. It was always there. It was obfuscated by all the nonsense put in between you and the truth. A lot of work goes into trying to make sure that most folk never wake up. But what they've planned is beyond. You can't have words like wicked anymore. Wicked is so tepid, you know, it's no use. Even evil begins to lose its determined flavor of nastiness and preordained nastiness. We don't have the vocabulary for it anymore in this day and age because it's beyond evil, really is. The people, literally, I mean, people used to sit or plan wars. And you would have top generals, they make a career out of it. And of course, they get more money and wealth and the spoils of war and accolades and awards if they won the different wars. That's way in the past. That which runs the world today is beyond that, is way above it all. It's not just winning the world and owning the world that's the goal for them. It's total remaking of the world. The builders, complete rebuilding of everything that ever was into something that which is new. And they call it two with the humans to say perfecting that that was left imperfect. Man himself. That's your transhumanist agenda too, of course. That Julian Huxley coined the term transhumanism. But he was talking about the same minority at the top who run the world in his day. That's what he meant by it too. He says, we who are obsessed with wanting to change this world and manage this world. Don't forget, he wanted to literally create a world socialist system run by experts or technocracy, right? And that's what he was talking about. That we who want to do it all, the ones who go into action to change it all, we're the transhumanist, and they try to say it's like for the being benefactors of humankind. You see, for their own good. They don't understand what we're doing, but it's for their own good. The simple creatures that they are, right? That's us, and that's what they mean by it too. And Planned Parenthood reduced the population, all the rest of it. It's amazing to the most evil characters can turn around and say they're doing you a favour and actually make you believe it because they can see it so well, isn't it? It's for the good of humanity that we're doing this, you know. We're transhumanists. If we were just humans and humanists and the humanists with a humanist manifesto, that'd be one thing, but we're transhumanists. We're part of the ruling establishment. They own it all, you see. But we're also have to feel that we must change it for the betterment of everybody, you know, for their own good. They never ask you about that. They just do it, you see. And I think that's how all real tyrants see things in the world. It's always for the good of everybody else that they create mass slaughters and things. You know, we never say we go to war with this country to slaughter all the people. It's always to bring them enlightenment or civilization or, you know, things like that. You know? That's what we're fed anyway. But the reality can be vastly different. And we should understand that with the scientific, again, back to the scientific war-making machine that's been on the go for a long time with the old alchemists that had really had a goal of real science behind alchemy. The alchemy was a kind of a front. But they knew they would get power by kings and queens and governments because they could supply the weaponry, the type of weaponry that could help them conquer. So therefore, they have achieved all of that. You think about that. Everything changed with the atom bomb. I'd say long before that, in fact, with World War One, you had the Krupp's machinery on the go, like a city of weapon making, you know, just big, big guns. They sold across the planet all their weaponry. Britain did the same thing. And there's nothing more fragile in the human body when you begin to put up as a shield against what? You know, machine gun fire from Vickers Machine Gun Company. And I gave that talk years ago. You had Maxim, he made partnership with Maxim, Harry Maxim in Germany. And they created the same heavy-duty machine gun that sat on, on wheels, basically, and belt-fed, water-cooled. And they eventually set up the company in Sweden during a neutral country during World War One, and they sold to all sides that were fighting each other. Someone eventually in Scotland, of course, went to my archives, a couple of guys at university, and picked up my talks on it because no one had mentioned it up until then, and made, put a book out on it. But anyway, yeah, they made a fortune, and of course, Vickers became Lord Vickers, and got lots of, you know, as they always do, get lots of money piled upon them, two awards for being a very clever character to profit off such a conflict, which they helped to bring into being. So that's really, but when it came to the mass slaughter, and as I say, when you have billions of rounds fired, billions literally, in the whole of World War One and all the different fronts that they had, you know, and the artillery barrages that would have, sometimes night and day barrages, thousands of shells sometimes in a particular bombing artillery campaign, over and over and over again through the whole, all to kill what? Flesh and blood, that's so easy to smash into pieces with that kind of weaponry. It boggles the mind, you know. It really boggles them. And then, of course, World War II, and then out comes the atomic bomb at the end of it. Never mind the firebombing from the air, too, over Dresden and other places as well, where the oxygen was sucked out of the air to feed the fires, and the people died of suffocation as well as getting roasted alive. And this is what we call civilization. And what you have to understand with each step in that direction, from the build-up to World War One, where regiments were mowed down to the man, and sometimes in the matter of minutes, with the machine guns alone and the heavy artillery, and send another one and another one and another one and another one until you ran out of them almost at the end, eh? And they were taking, the British Office of Statistics and births and deaths was taking tallies of births throughout Britain. Because they were wondering, if this is a long-term event, can we keep supplying the troops to get mown down and slaughtered? That's how precise they are, all these pen pushers, but now they're computers, they work it out on, eh? That's all you were. So then they wanted them to have children, you know? I'm telling you, folk have no idea what goes on, you know? Oh, you're used and abused for purposes you never ever figure out, because they won't tell you. And each step is worse than the last step. See, World War II atomic bomb at the end of it all, and after the firebombing and all the rest of it, and whole sections across, whole cities across Germany flattened, way worse than London, with the might of British, you know, power, air power, and American air power, Canadian air power, and everybody else was involved in it. Until it's like the surface of the moon. We look at all these old newsreels of the aftermath of it. Campaigns to destroy whole populations. That's what it was. And don't think that the people who were behind us suddenly disappeared. In every generation, they're growing up and taking up power and getting positions of authority and civil service and military organization, and those who control the military, they don't even have to serve in it. And they sit with their plans for the future wars that they're going to bring on and all the rest of it. Wars don't happen. It takes years to prepare for wars. Worse and worse. And now they have a war upon all of you. You're the problem, they say. There's too many of you, and you're the problem for the climate going all wonky. The climate's going all wonky, which it hasn't. And you're the problem for all the Earth's problems. There's just too many of you. And they keep telling you that. And folk can't believe they're actually meaning it. Well, these are the same people who created the fire bombs in Dresden, the bombings. These are the same people who brought you the massive slaughter of World War One, World War Two, and the atomic bomb, and all the rest of it. Same people, folks. And they see, all they do is look at the tools they have at the time and how they can use them upon you to make you comply and to get to achieve their objectives. You're just numbers to them. With the same cons that are going on now with the testing for COVID, the testing, where the tests themselves, written by the guy who created the test, it's not to be, you can't get accurate readings from it. So they picked that one deliberately. That's why they picked a COVID thing. And then they try to find out if they even have the actual COVID virus. You can't find it anywhere in their writings. A small organisation in Ireland demanded from the government if they had actually isolated and have samples of the actual COVID-19 virus through the Freedom of Information Act. And they got the answer back from the top. So they had a department to look through all the records they have coming from the scientific organisations and so on. They can't say that they actually have a sample of the wild virus itself. Well, if they don't have it, how can you make the vaccines? But then they tell you the vaccines don't use the actual COVID. So some of them tell you that. And then they'll contradict themselves and say that they do use the word. Well, you either have it or you don't have it. Which one is it? You can't get a straight answer on anything here. You really can't. So facts don't really matter anymore when there's a huge agenda here. An agenda that was rehearsed in tabletop exercises with the real players all involved over a 10-year period. Over and over and over again. And they're following it like a script. So with every war, it gets worse than the previous wars. This is a world war. It's on the go. They tell you that themselves. They said that early on in 2020. That this is a war. It's all war terminology they used as well. We're at war with a virus, and so you bring an Emergency Powers Act, which is martial law. Which again adds on from the previous one from 2001 and the loss of privacy under the Patriot Act, everything else. So each step they take, you end up being a peasant with no rights. And you allow it to happen. Under common law, this is how they make their laws, by the way, is from common law. They'll put something forward, and if you don't complain and try to overthrow whatever it is you're trying to overthrow, and it becomes law because you accept it by not opposing it. It's that simple. It becomes law because you didn't object and oppose it, you know, like really strongly. And you have to strongly oppose anything to be noticed in this day and age. And it's well rigged as well. You know darn well that certain groups can do what they want. It's all from the top. It's a CIA run. And I've said this for a long time. The CIA is not what they think it is. Never was. It was not to help America. They would use America. And they have, since the CIA was created, to alter the rest of the world and destroy a lot of nations in the process too, and overthrow them and have color revolutions and lots of operatives and cyber warfare guys too, like what the ones in Britain, the 77 Brigade, same kind of thing. Same as Canada is using against their own people. They've used them in other countries. Now they actually said in the newspapers they're using the same characters who helped destroy other nations against your own citizens in Canada and Britain and the States. Oh, thank you, government. Thank you very much. You want me to vote for you? I don't think so. I hope you understand what's happening. But getting back to wanting the truth, I used to say, most folk can't handle the truth. They really can't handle the truth. And you can't blame them for it. It's against nature to just simply accept the facts. Because what's happened in the world should never have happened. It's unnatural to be conned and lied to for the whole of your life and your parents before you, with the use of sciences to try and make it all appear, even the most abnormal things appear normal. You're trained to accept absurdities. You're trained to give up your personal responsibility for yourself and leave it to others to do. Well, they never have. That's why you're always in a mess, waiting for the champion to ride in and do it all for you. The lone rider, eh? Doesn't happen. But most folk do give up their own responsibilities to be so that it's done by someone else. And it never happens for them. Never does. The world is watching the US, and they can't believe what they've been witnessing for the last year, at least, you know, even longer, but at least for the last year, it's very obvious. And a Democratic Party that would have done well under Stalin's regime and would have blended right in with it, with the things that are coming out the mouths of the politicians, never mind the mayors that have been elected or apparently elected to different places in the US as well. Complete communism. But that's what the elite want. The world of communism is more efficient for them.